Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Saturday morning, so we have open lines. If you've got a question or a comment or feedback, just give us a call and we'll be happy to talk to you. Also, if you want to email or chat during the program, those are both available to you. Appreciate hearing from you. And, of course, you can always reach me via email at diane@wecanprepare.org. So what we are going to be talking about today is questions that have come in. And very often what we try to do on Saturdays is bring them down to the core issues about what the question is really about. And when you write in, we'll address the specifics in your situation. But what we want to do is recognize that when one person calls in, odds are there's other people that are experiencing those same issues. And by addressing them generally, in this kind of a forum, others can benefit from the situation any one of us happens to find ourselves in. So what we are talking about today is, well, the question of the week is, I believe I've received direction, words, dreams, and desires from the Lord over the years, but they haven't come to pass. How come? And I actually get this a lot. I actually hear this question in a variety of different ways, but in Christian circles, this is quite prevalent. And we are caught, we are trapped by that misunderstanding involving these elements of this question. These keep us from being able to really rest in God now. So let's look at what we're really saying, is that God has told us things in the past that haven't come true. And some of us know why they haven't, but a lot of us have not really looked to see what was really going on, and we've just taken it at face value that God told us something that he was going to do or that was going to happen in our lives that hasn't happened. What's an example of this? In many churches, now I know we have a very diverse audience, and I appreciate that, and thank you for joining us. But we all have different backgrounds and what we consider normal and acceptable. So if we talk about something that you're not comfortable with, that's fine. But don't let it distract you from the basics of what we're going to talk about. And since it's prepare, what does it always come back to? Turning to God, asking him. So keeping that in mind, don't be distracted if we talk about something that you're not familiar with. And of course, if you want to call in and talk about that, you're welcome to. Many times in the particular, shall we say, circles that I minister in, there are a lot of people who have received prophetic words from what they consider to be authoritative ministers. In other words, they received a word and they really believed it was from God and it would come to pass. But it hasn't. So there are questions about whether that person who gave the word was really hearing from God, whether there were obstacles that were keeping God from doing what was proposed in the word, or some other reason. And this is true with when we receive direction in one way, shape, or form, or dreams or desires or anything. We have a tendency to interpret and hold on to, but not take seriously, not really be good stewards and tend what we've heard. Now, basically, what we do with these kinds of situations is we treat them just like any other current word from God. We go through the same process, because the only difference between something that you've received in the past and hearing from God in the present is time. By not being distracted by the past, the time element, we can redeem anything in that word, in that direction, in that dream or vision or desire or intent. Anything that was for you can be brought into the present. In other words, it's never too late. Now, there are specific instances that promises that God has given us, we haven't seen a fulfillment in our lives because we've misinterpreted what it would look like. We've decided that when God says that we are going to, you know, have a far-reaching ministry and, you know, whatever, a healing ministry, and that it would, you know, impact the world. Well, here's just a little thought. In your spirit, which is who you truly are, you are in God. And God's healing ministry has impacted the world and always will and always has in the past, in the present, and the future. So in your spirit, you have fulfilled that word. But that's not our desire. That's not what we had thought it would look like. So that's one of our problems, is we have a misunderstanding. We have devised our own interpretation of what it would look like if we if the word God gave us, this is what it would look like if it came to pass. Now, one of the problems we have is that when a word doesn't come to pass, we blame someone. We look for someone who's at fault, because of course God can't be at fault, even though unfortunately that is something, a conclusion that some come to, that God isn't God, that there is no God. And for instance, especially in crisis situations, when we feel like God has promised us, whether given us a scripture or someone at church has said, your spouse or your child or your parent or a friend is dying in the hospital. And, we take these scriptures or we take these words of comfort to mean that God is saying that God's going to restore them. But then they die. And we blame God. And we turn our back on him, at least we think we do. But that's not his fault that we have misinterpreted or misunderstood. But you know what? He doesn't hold it against us either. He knows how he put you together. And he also knew how you would react to that word. It's so difficult to realize that as he takes us through these situations, he doesn't always... We think that if he loved us, he would be clear. And that everything he did in our lives would make sense, would be understandable, that everything in our lives would be able to be controlled and predicted. We like to know how God does things so we can get involved, so we can know how we're doing, so we can know if we're doing okay, that we've measured up, that we've gotten to that place where we can rely on him. But none of those are God's perspective. And one of the reasons he gives us direction and words and dreams and desires, and on one Thursday program, we're going to go through very specifically how to evaluate specific words. Now, I'm just trying to address some questions that have come in. Because there are some steps and some processes that if we could just learn how to separate God's perspective and our spiritual perspective from everything else, we can avoid so much heartache and so much wounding. We so often wound ourselves by believing these lies about God, about ourselves, about others. You know, we feel betrayed by someone that, you know, was ministering to us and gave us a word that we thought would come to pass, and it never came to pass. But one of the first questions I ask people when they say, this is a word God gave me way back when, and it's never come to pass. And very often there'll be someone to blame. Like, you know, my spouse never got on board. Or I was involved in the church, and the church never promoted me to that position. Or I never had the money or the finances or the opportunity. Or I tried it and nobody recognized my gift. Nobody else recognized that this was God's call on my life. So we go back to the very beginning. And I ask, when you got that word, did you take it to God? And this is so simple. Taking it to him, hearing his voice specifically and clearly is so simple. It's not easy because it's a process, but it's simple. There's one step and then one follow-up. If you can get those down, you will be so much farther ahead than most Christians. The first step is turn to God. The second step is test it. Test what you hear. So here's what happens when I receive words, and especially in my position, I receive them, and thank you. But know that they are tested. I do check with God. And I do it very simply. I ask, Lord, is this from you? What are you saying? And then, from what I hear, I test it. Lord, is that you? Now, in this case, in these kinds of cases, I then ask, Lord, do I need to do anything with this? And then test that. So it's a question and answer. This is all about our relationship with God. This is all about His desire to be known by us. His desire. Your desire has already been fulfilled in your spirit because you know Him completely. But He doesn't have all of you yet. So it is His desire. So He draws us. And He gives us pieces and glimpses and ideas and desires and dreams and visions and words and specific direction and confirmations. And He gives us all these supernatural knocks on the door and anything to attract our attention. And when it comes down to it, that's what it's all about. Now, there's times when we receive words and they're encouraging and they're motivating and they give us direction, and we thank God and we thank others for those things. But we never rely on them. We don't hold out on them. We don't presume upon God that since He said, this is what my life is going to be, He has to make it come to pass. And there are so many teachings out there. We're not going to even try to address them. Because they range everything from that if it's a word from God and it doesn't come to pass, it means the person who gave it to you is a false prophet, and you shouldn't hang around with them anymore. Everything from if God gives you a word and it doesn't come to pass, there's sin in your life, because nothing from the voice of the word of the Lord, from the lips of the Lord, will fall to the ground. And we have our own explanations of everything, depending on the situation, the person who gave it to you, what your teaching, what your history is. So that's why we want to bring it all down to the simplicity of God, is that you? But your past is past. Your regret about it not being fulfilled in your life, whatever it is, regret isn't reality. But today, you can learn from it. Anger that it hasn't come to pass isn't reality. It's not based on reality. Whether it's anger at God, at others, at yourself. Whether we are blaming others for interfering with our plans or with God's plans. Those are all in the past. Start here, start now. Learn from those situations. Start where you are. Because misunderstanding what God has said in the past and holding on to it turns into believing a lie. Which, if that's not addressed, turns into a wound. and you become vulnerable in that area. And that's where we can be deceived. That's where we can hurt others and hurt ourselves. And that's really where we can hinder God's purpose and path for His revealing Himself to us in our lives. But remember, you are not a victim. You are an overcomer. Start where you are. Because remember, we want direction, and we want guidance, and we want a word, and we want a dream and a vision, because it fills a void. It gives, these things give us clarity. They give us emotional motivation. They give us value. You know, wow, that was some word you got. That was really cool. Or we think, wow, God must really love me. Or, you know, you fill in the blank for you. What does getting those words, what did that mean to you? What does it mean to you now? Because that's what's important. If God chose to never speak to you that way again, would that be okay? If He said, I'm only going to speak to you internally, person to person, but you're going to know it's me, is that okay? Now, odds are, because we are learning to live in the supernatural realm and rule and reign over it, we are going to have a lot of opportunities to interact in the supernatural things. But what we are looking at is what's important to God. It's you. You are important to God. It's not what He has said to you. The other thing we have a tendency to do is, and excuse me for jumping all over, I'm just trying to cover all the bases here from these emails. What we have a tendency to do is hit Him over the head with what He's told us. We just as we do with scriptures, we say, well, God, you said that this is what you were going to do in my life, and it's not happening. You have to make it happen. If you don't make it happen, you're not real. You're not a real God. And we turn from Him. We turn from others. We turn from the people we love. And yet so often, and sometimes God gives very true words, very specific, and He says, yes, this is me. But we never ask, well, what am I supposed to do with this? We never ask, Lord, am I doing everything I need to do to fulfill this, to cooperate with you? Let me just ask, if God told you that you're going to be a doctor, and you just went to med school, and you became a doctor, and then you received another word and said, God is going to make you a doctor. And then you find out that, no, God meant He was going to teach you how to heal supernaturally. But you had misinterpreted it and ran with it. Now it's great that you're a doctor. But we look at, okay, do we learn our lessons? Do we objectively evaluate what we're hearing in the cold light of day? another thing that we have a tendency to do is take promises God has given in general or to other people, and we accept them for ourselves. Very often God will give a general word or a word to a general assembly, like a church or a convention or any group of people, a state, a country. And when we try to apply that to our own life, it just doesn't work. And how we would respond differently if we just knew how to go to Him and ask, Lord, is that you? So what we want to remember is that these past regrets, they're no more significant in our lives than any other wound. They may feel more significant, especially if you're having other crises in your life, if there's other stresses in your life. But go to God. And what you may want to do is any word you've been hanging on to, and you may even want to spend some time and ask the Lord to bring them to the surface. If you keep records, go back and go through them, which you should do. Write down what the Lord says to you, what you believe He says to you, what others have for you. Keep those. And ask the Lord, Lord, was this from you? And if you don't know how to do that, if you don't know how to hear His voice, that's your first assignment. That's your next step, is to learn how to hear from Him. And that's what so much of this series has been about, so we aren't going to go into that today. But learn how to hear from Him. Learn how to distinguish His voice, to test it. And then to be able to apply what He says, Lord, what do I do with this? But then if there's words that He says, no, that's not from me, and you say, well, I didn't think so, what, Lord, is then, is there a wound there? Is there anything else you want to talk to me about this word? Or about this dream, or about this vision, or about this scripture or song, or intervention in my life, the direction or the circumstances that all seem to align, that this is what I should do. Lord, what do you want to say about this? And most of the time, very, very, very often, just by taking that question, taking that struggle, taking that hurt, and bringing it into the light of day, and bringing it to the discussion table with God, that in and of itself removes the pain, heals the wound, and frees you from the past in that area. So we don't be caught in the past, but we learn from it by taking the time to learn from your past, every single thing you've got in there. Now say, I'm just going to pretend you've got a stack of 20 things, and you go through and it's down to 2 things that God says were from Him. Then you, for each one of those, you ask God, God, are these still for now? Can I do anything with these? And then you ask Him, Lord, what can I do? And gosh, what is from Him for you is no respect of time. Those desires that He places in your heart. Now, it may just get you to be the next point, and there will be times when you will find out that He has fulfilled those. But the goal is to get those wounds healed, to free you from your past, because you're hearing from God, not from your own understanding, but from hearing his voice. So start where you are. Ask the Lord if there's any wounds, any words that have turned into wounds that he wants to address. Deal with those. Move forward. Check each one with him, and those which are from him and still good, build a plan. Devise a strategy and move forward. He's not bound by time. You're not bound by time. Don't get deceived by that. Live in the now. Plan for your future. Learn from your past. Thanks for tuning in. And if you've got any questions about this topic or any other, again, feel free to call me during the show or write me at diane@wecanprepare.org. Thanks for tuning in on this beautiful Saturday morning, and have a great weekend. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.